My name is John Mackay. We've got Carrie Graff here and Mark Cartwright. Today's a great day for Canberra, a great day for the Caps, and a great day for Transact. Today we're announcing a renewal of the Transact sponsorship with the Caps, and that'll be a 3-year renewal. So that'll make 9 years that Transact will have a sponsorship. So that'll be one of the longest sporting sponsorships in this country. Forget basketball, I mean right across. So a very long and successful relationship. I'm also delighted to say that Carrie is staying for those 3 years, for the full 3 years of that that time. And that will certainly put the Caps on a fantastic footing to continue their brilliant success that they've had most recently in the finals. So that's about all I wanted to say. For now, I might ask Carrie to say a couple of words.
Well, I guess to follow up from John, you know, I think it's one of the most special relationships that basketball in this city's had. For me personally, it's bloody excellent. Am I allowed to say bloody? Yeah, you are. Everyone's using it. You know, I think for the community, for basketball in this city, it's fantastic. You know, Transact have been such a wonderful supporter of our program. The partnership will continue to be brilliant. And, you know, this has happened for me to stay here. It's certainly mainly due to ActuAGL as well. So, you know, all the things together, I think it just makes for an exciting future. And I think the Transact Caps dream can come to fruition. And hopefully that'll be, you know, 3 years' time, we'll see something really, really special in the city.
Okay, we might just ask Mark if he wants to add something as CEO of the Caps.
It's certainly on behalf of One Basketball Canberra, we're very, very excited to welcome back Carrie Graff for 3 years. She's been a cornerstone of this program since 1999, and we'd certainly like to thank ActuAGL for their assistance in keeping Carrie in Canberra. Certainly, it's a wonderful thing to see Transact back on board for another 3 years. As John was saying, it really does set the benchmark for sponsorship in this country. And we're confident over this next 3 years we can continue to be successful on the court and create that dynasty we've been speaking about for many, many years, and hopefully look to innovate over the next 3 years off the court and really create a solid base for basketball in Canberra.
Okay, happy to take questions.
Kerry, you took some time in negotiations with this particular deal. Obviously, there were different aspects of what you expected to gain from it and what you had planned for the future. It's really make or break now for you, would you say? That's...
Yeah, look, I think in terms of setting goals and trying to move forward and be as professional as we can be, I think it is. I think for me there was a number of factors. One was, you know, I remember sitting in a meeting with Paul Walsh last year and said, if you guys re-sign, I'll re-sign. And I meant that, you know, that the Transact sponsorship allows us to do things that other clubs and other women's sports in this country can't do. And I think me being here onshore in Canberra most of the year allows us to really drive the program forward, and not just Capitals, but basketball in this community. I mean, I want to see every little kid in this town with a basketball in their hand, running around outside, having fun, and coming to the Capitals games and being a part of our team. And that's really important to me. And that the buy-in from sponsors, from the media, from the community is really important. And I didn't want to take this on if I didn't feel that we had that from this city, and I think we do. And that's what's important to me, that everyone's involved in what happens with the Transact Caps, and that's what can make dreams come true. That's what can make this thing be the most special thing that's happened in women's sport in this country.
Carrie, you took a while to weigh up your options. Do you have any options to go to, and why did you stay here?
Yeah, look, I mean, I had some things on the table, and I guess I've been fortunate enough to have worked offshore and worked in the best league in the world, in the WNBA, both as an assistant coach and as a head coach. I'd opened up talks with some European clubs that had shown interest before, but, you know, I wanted to be here. It was just I had to make, you know, and I don't want to say it was all about finances, because it certainly wasn't, but there's a degree that you can sacrifice, but there's also your account saying, are you out of your mind? So that was big for me to you know, make a decision that I wasn't going to look back on 3 years and go, wow, you know, I followed my passion, but, you know, I haven't got a house to live in. So, you know, that took a little bit of time and a bit of wheeling and dealing. And you know, like I said, if this wouldn't have been possible, I couldn't have stayed here full time if it wasn't for ActuAGL, you know. And I think Canberra needs to understand the impact that they've had. They kept Lauren here the past few years. They've helped keep me here for the next three. And I think that, you know, that shows what a company like that can do, that they see the importance of the Capitals and how well we fit with the community and how well we fit with their organisation and their sister company in Transact.
Are you repeat, the decision is now out of the way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, decision making like that is big. You know, it's a life decision for me not to go offshore, to stay home for a while and be in Canberra and call this home for a while. And to, you know, I've been, you know, sprouting my mouth out for a long time saying, you know, let's follow this dream and let's become professional. And now it's our step up to the plate. You know, I've got 3 years to try and help be a part of making that happen.
What about the player retention, Kerry? Obviously, that becomes a little bit easier now, I suppose, that the girls know who is the coach
them. Yeah, I hope they want to stay. I think, you know, the players, you know, that's a big decision for them too. Not necessarily whether it's me, but, you know, they want to know that there's a high-profile coach that can help them develop as players and be part of championship-winning teams. I think great players want to be a part of that. So I think we'll see a flow-on effect, hopefully, that, you know, some of our key people will re-sign and following on after that we'll see some big signings as far as, you know, up-and-coming great talent or, you know, perhaps something offshore.
The formal role now you're going to have in the front office is going to be important for development of the next 3 years. And how much are you looking forward to taking on a very formal role?
Yeah, look, I think it's part of the big dream. You know, that's why I've got a suit on. You know, anyone got any money? We got to generate revenue to make our program more special. And you know, so all the business guys out there expect me to come knocking on your door because you got to be a part of what we're doing here. And that is part of my job. You know, it's part of what I want to see happen here. That, you know, we want to be the little sister to the Brumbies, and you know, well, just the sister maybe, but. That takes the community and the corporates and the media all to be a part of that with us, and I think we can do that. I think, you know, I want to see that everyone feels a part of our team, that it's the Caps family, and that everyone feels like they've had a hand in doing something special in women's sport in this country. And you know, that's part of my job. If I want to drive something, then I've got to, you know, play all parts too. So and I'm looking forward to that. I think it allows me to, you know, experience some new skills and develop some skills in other areas and hopefully learn some things from the business community that I can bring to the coach.
What is your role going to be then, Carrie? Are you
going to
be coached by marketeer or
what's your job? Pirateer, yeah. Look, I think a bit of everything. You know, I want to get stuck into a lot of things, get out in the schools and talk to kids, get out, you know, work with some of our development kids and some of our coaches that we've got here, you know, get out with the corporates and spread the gospel. You know, this thing we've got is really special. We play a great brand of basketball. It's entertaining, it's physical, it's high energy. And I guess having said that, you know, we've, you know, not only is the cap special, but in, you know, 4 or 5 weeks' time, we've got the Opals World Challenge here. The gold medal game from the last two Olympics is here in Canberra, with Lauren playing, with Tully playing, with Harley playing, with AB playing. You know, I mean, that says something about how special this city's treated women's basketball for us to get a tournament like that in this city. So, you know, I think that's going to be exciting. It'll be a springboard for the Transat Caps too.
Dardy, how important is it that you've now got Graffy doing all this high-level work for you at One Basketball Canberra now to go and develop the juniors underneath what Harry's going to be setting up?
Yeah, well, it's great. It's great for us. It allows us to plan with some confidence moving forward. We're going to work to Graffy's strengths, and certainly she's infectious and very engaging. And you know, Graffy and I have been, you know, a part of the program since 1999, and we've spoken very freely over that period about what we'd like to see happen with it. And I guess now's the time that she's going to be in town for 3 years. She's certainly got the backing of our organisation to go out and trying to achieve some of those things. So for me, it does. It frees up some time and some focus in some other areas, some more community basketball areas. And, you know, the challenge for us is to capitalise on the success of not just the Capitals program, but the Gunners program, the Opals World Challenge, which is coming up, and some of our outstanding junior achievements as well. So it's certainly, whilst it's a terrific outcome for the Transat Capitals, it's a very exciting outcome for basketball overall in Canberra.
John, why does a group like yours invest in a women's basketball team for 9 years?
Well, it's fantastic business for a start. It's a very, very good investment because if we put money into the community and into something as important as the Caps, the community will stick with us when they've got choices now to buy electricity and gas and the full range of Transact products from whoever they like. So it's very good for business. Also, being one of the largest businesses in town, we feel we owe something to the community to put something back in, and again, it fits very well within that. So that's why we're a big sponsor of the Caps, and why we're a big sponsor of the Raiders and the Brumbies and. We just think it's a very important thing to do, but the Caps is very, very special indeed, and Transact, to have been with them since the day that Transact was born, and to go through that success together has been just very important for us.
You know, you got this out of the way, obviously, be chasing some player signatures.
Yeah, that's the natural progression. Certainly, the girls wanted to know who was going to be at the helm, so now that's been put at rest. We're hoping in the next fortnight or so we can lock away three or four of the key people. As Graffy alluded to, obviously there's some big shoes to fill with Jackson's departure, so we've got to weigh up our options there and put together a group that's going to be successful on the floor for the coming two or three seasons.
Is a lot of beards still at the top of the list of players on?
Yeah, look, AB's still well in the mix. That's all I can say at this stage. Yeah.
With Lawrence's departure, how does the salary situation in the club now allow you, because Lawrence's fees were in a different bucket as it was, from my understanding?
Oh, look, it certainly frees up some money, but that's not the primary motivator. I guess, we built a program around two or three key personalities over the last 6 or 7 years. One's been the coach, one has been Lauren Jackson, and now it's another chapter. Lauren's gone offshore, and it's a real challenge for us. We not only need to get somebody in that's going to be very, very good on court, but we need somebody in that's going to have a really good linkage with this community, understands the direction the Transact Capitals are taking, fit in with Graffy's philosophy, and that's not always an easy thing to do. So we've been fortunate in the past, and I think we've recruited well to get the right people in at the right time who understand what we're about. That's the challenge before us now. They've got to be a good player, but they've got to bring a whole lot more to the table, which is that.
This arrangement with Graffy, I mean, the fact that Lauren left and she was, I guess, being sponsored by Transact, did that open the window for Graffy? I mean, Lauren leaving allow Graffy to stay?
Graffy, you want to handle that one?
It's too hot to handle.
I'm sure it helped. That's why I told her to go offshore.
Yeah.
Sorry, so. See you, Lars. Bye. Nice knowing you. No, I mean, I think there's always, different things impact different things. I mean, clearly, if you could keep Lauren Jackson, we would, but it was time for her to move on, and we all know the reasons why, that we knew the big dollar was going to be calling her, and, that, and it may again, but I think we'll see her back here, and, I'm just fortunate that the opportunity was there for me and that we can lock in and move forward with the program.
Lauren didn't leave, would it have been possible
for
you to stay,
or would you? I'll hand that one to
John. I think we'd have found a way.
Interestingly, Cardi, though, you should be getting Lauren back right when you have to re-sign Graffy.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence.
I think, as they say, we'll burn that bridge when we get to it.
Yes, why not?